You're listening to SBS News.
Since Roman times, Bath has welcomed travellers seeking pleasure and relaxation in the thermal hot springs. These days, it's still very much a tourist town, with 6.25 million visitors in the past year. It prides itself on being an international city, so it's no surprise voters here overwhelmingly wanted to remain in the European Union, and recent polls suggest that hasn't changed. Ian Gilchrist is an anti-Brexit campaigner.
It's a very cosmopolitan city, as you may have noticed, just walking around, and cosmopolitan seems to mean openness to other cultures, which is why we are generally pro-Europe.
But that's in contrast to many other parts of the UK. Anna Beria arrived in the UK 42 years ago from Italy and has dual nationality.
This is the country where I wanted to spend the rest of my life. And now it's become difficult because I see what the referendum has done. It is divided. It is not as pleasant to live. I don't feel at home as much as I used to, despite my double nationality. No.
She's joined Bath for Europe, a collection of dedicated anti-Brexit campaigners you can see on the streets around the city most days. While most of its members are backing the Liberal Democrats, the group is apolitical. It was born out of the shock referendum result. Alison Bourne is a local Liberal Democrats councillor.
So when we got the awful news, a few of us had been involved in the Remain campaign, met up and said, OK, what do we do now? And we decided to set up an organisation that promoted the Remain voice, and because we wanted to make sure that that continued to be articulated in whatever went forward.
Do you feel that you're making a difference to the outcome of this whole situation?
I believe we are. I mean, the fact that we're still here now suggests that there must have been something that's made it difficult for people to go. I mean, it's partly, I think, that Brexit is, as it was sold to us, is impossible to deliver.
Generally speaking, voters in Bath are well-educated and well-off. The seat has been a Liberal Democrat stronghold for most of the past two decades. But if the party wants to wield significant power in Westminster after the election, it needs to broaden its base. Campaigners say the best way to do that is to frame the election as a second referendum of sorts, ignoring nearly all other issues. Rebecca Hilliard spoke to us as she handed out leaflets encouraging voter registration.
It's going to be nothing about the individual parties at all and what their policies are. This is purely a Brexit vote, and people will be switching all over the place. They're going to be switching for parties they've never ever liked or wanted before.
Bath should be an easy win for the Liberal Democrats. They're polling well with younger voters like Jamie Ruther, who runs a glassware shop in the tourist-heavy city centre.
The way I see it, it's really, really a sad situation. I would love to just put it all behind us. I think now that the options are made clear, I'm hoping that people will see that and vote Lib Dem, really, because I think even if they get voted out in the next few years, they could reverse some of the damage, if not all of it.
But that will require the Brexit resistance to spread well beyond this city. In Bath, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.